Have you recently checked your website preview in Google search results? How you look here is important to search engine optimization. Be sure to check out dbschicago.com for a brief tutorial on how this works. But here's the background. Google takes a snapshot of each page as it crawls the web and caches these, according to Google, as a backup in case the original page is unavailable. What you see is the web page as it looked when Google indexed it. This date appears if you click on the cached link. Google calls this service Instant Preview. It's a way for users to quickly see which websites are relevant for them. By hovering over each result, the user gets a preview of that landing page. How they see your landing page here can influence whether they visit you. Google released Instant Preview as a tiny icon, a little magnifying glass, in its search results back in November 2010. I think it was about a year later when Google replaced a magnifying glass with two gray arrows that, when you mouse over, will show the previews. Landing page previews are a great addition to what would otherwise be a text-only presentation of search results. Bing, on the other hand, doesn't provide snapshots of web pages like Google, but it does pull business information from websites such as store hours as part of its search results. Even if you're not a visual person, what you don't want to see for your business is a blank page. Granted, that's an extreme example. Instead of a completely blank page, parts of your website landing page might show up missing in preview. Such pieces are what Google is having trouble identifying. Also, you should inspect the cache content, because this is what Google uses to determine if your website is relevant to someone's search query. You can fix most problems by making sure you're following Google's search engine optimization guidelines. By the way, if you have Gmail, you should do your business search after logging out of your account. Otherwise, you'll get your personalized search results included. That's something you don't want. Make sure your experience is as close to what your customers experience. And this means excluding personal search results. So sign out of Gmail, turn off personal search. If you can't find your page listing whatsoever, that's a big problem. One way you can quickly determine whether your small business website is included in Google's index is by using the site command in Google Search. For more on that and other digital tips, visit dbschicago.com.